Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. So much going on. We're at Nashville Super Speedway today. Predators playoffs coming up tonight. Game number three against the Vancouver Canucks. Our pregame coverage begins at 5:30, and then tomorrow at 7, the debut of the Nashville Cats, the new version of the Nashville Cats. The great Eli Gold will be on the call, and Pete Weber will be his analyst for tomorrow night as well. Looking forward to that. Lindsey Rowley also named the official host of the Nashville Cats. So some Predators flavor tomorrow night when you tune into the Nashville Cats game. But we'll get back into the draft. Titans select J.C. Latham, 7th overall, the tackle out of Alabama. Chris Sanders joins us now, forever Titans wide receiver. And he got to witness 2 years in a row, Stillman just losing his mind with the Titans draft pick. But, Chris, what did you think about Latham, knowing that Alt was off the board, Neighbors was off the board? Do you feel like they got this right, or is it a wait and see? And if it is a wait and see, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's both. It's a wait and see, but also, you know, that's the best available pick. You know, I actually like to pick. I mean, he's a big physical guy. He's 6'6", 342. He was 360. He lost some pounds. But here's what I like about this guy. I went back and watched some more film on him. I mean, he's got quick feet, he's smooth, and he's physical, but here's the common denominator about the whole thing is Bill Callahan. When you have Bill Callahan that specializes in helping guys with their technique and helping them get better, I think this kid is going to be okay, whatever position they put him, right tackle, left tackle, he is going to be a great player because of Bill Callahan.
Yeah, and I think Bill Callahan is the X factor in all of this. But – you know, I'll ask you this. What happens if they go into training camp?
Oh, no.
He's at left tackle.
Yeah.
And he's struggling. Do you let him work through that, or do you move him to right tackle, which might hurt his confidence, but also put him in a position to better succeed?
I mean, you got to really watch film and watch him close and see what he's struggling with. I mean, if he's struggling to left tackle and you move him to right tackle, I mean, you can't have bruised feelings. You're going to have to do what's best for the team. But, you know, I mean, it's going to be an interesting situation. I think that when we get to camp and they actually put on the pads, you're going to really see, you know, what this guy can really do. I know at Alabama he did great. He did some great things. But you're talking about different schemes, different verbiage, different words that he's got to really learn. And here's what he said yesterday, because I was listening to his press conference. That was really, really cool. He said this. He said that when he was talking to Bill Callahan, the brief time he had a chance to talk to him, he said this. He said, I heard techniques that I've never, ever heard of. That's a good thing. And the reason why I say that's a good thing is because Bill Callahan is going to help him, you know, in his weakness to help him become a great player.
All right, so Chris, at Ohio State, did you play with Corey Stringer and Orlando Pace?
Yes, they was on the line at the same time. physical, big. I mean, listen, when I watched them on tape, it was the funniest thing. We'll be in the meeting rooms, and like every other play, it was Orlando pancaking somebody or Corey Stringer. It was just a pancake fest. It was unreal.
Well, I ask you this because they had to put somebody at right tackle and somebody at left tackle. And, you know, J.C. Latham's been kind of compared to his size and strength of those guys to do this. And I think, Chris, the problem is our mindset as Titans fans, we're going back to the Keith Carter offensive line coaches where they don't get it done. But now I think we need to embrace, and I'm slowly turning the ship around with this pick because of Bill Callahan.
Yes.
That's why the pick works.
I mean, because the thing about it is, I mean, he has a lot of wealth of experience. I mean, he's coached a lot of great offensive line, and he understands how to communicate with different players. And now you got a young rookie that's wet behind the ears. Yes, he's physically talented. He's smooth. He has great feet. He's big and physical. But now it's understanding the technique. Now it's understanding hand placement. Now it's understanding what step to take. Because the thing about it is, when you got a great coach, a great man, a great communicator, but also a great teacher, now you got a guy with a great skill set, great athletic ability. Now you get him some technique wise. Now you go a guy from being skill set to being a great, great player.
And we had a coach on earlier, Chris, and said, listen, there's in the history of the football, there's never been a left tackle who's never given up a sack. It's gonna right? It's gonna happen.
Hey,
he said that, you know, go ahead.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. He said, just, you know, it takes time, but the talent's there and the technique is there. It get better, and the thing is not to give up as many sacks, but they're going to give up sacks regardless.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I played with some great linemen, Bruce Matthews, Brad Hopkins, Benji Olsen. Those guys gave up sacks, but the one thing that I love about those cats is it's not going to happen again. And that's the kind of attitude that you got to have with J.C. Latham. He's going to give up sacks. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to do some rookie things. But when you have a coach, I keep saying it with Bill Callahan, that's going to turn on the field and say, okay, look at your feet placement. Look at your hands. Look at your eyes. Look at what's coming. See who's coming on the blitz. All those things that he really didn't learn from Alabama, he's going to be a special player, number one, because of his skill set and he's willing to learn.
All right, Titans are supposed to pick at 38 tonight. Mm. Whether they stay there or not, who knows? They don't have a third-round pick. See if they can move back into the third round, figure out that. How would you rank position of need for that pick at 38?
I would say number one, wide receiver, number two, inside linebacker, number three, rush end, and then number four, D tackle. And okay. If you look at the 38, they're picking 38. I mean, there's a couple of wide receivers that I absolutely love. I like Mitchell from Texas. I like McConkley from Georgia. I like Coleman from Florida. He might not be at Florida State. He might not be as fast. And then Polk from Washington. And then pick 106. I think you got to address the inside linebacker position. And the cats that I love in that position is, you know, Junior Colson from Michigan, Adrian Cooper that's still on the board at Texas A&M, and Peyton Wilson from North Carolina. So you have some choices. I just hope, in my opinion, I just hope that they don't trade back and lose a lot of those great players that we just named.
Yeah, I'm curious of McConkey because I think he could be there at 38. You and I both love Xavier Leggett. He ends up going 32nd overall to Carolina. I think that's a really good pick for them. There's kind of a run on receivers that there at the end, but there's still some good ones left. If they end up with Ladd McConkey, I feel like Titans fans would like that.
I would love it because, you know, you're talking about – I hate to classify a guy, but, you know, we always say slot receiver, perimeter receiver. I mean, he can actually play both because you look in his combine, he ran a 4.3, so he has the speed to take the top off the defense. But the one thing I love about this guy is he's a polished receiver. When I say he's a polished receiver, when you're in a slot, you got to run those choice routes, those hitches, those seams, those slants, and then yards after the catch. So when you have a guy that's out there with Calvin Ridley, you got Burks out there, and then you got D-Hop, when you put four guys on the field, when you go 10 personnel, that's one back, zero tight end, and four wide receivers, and you put all those guys on the field, then now you have Will Levis that has a lot of choices to get the ball into your playmakers. And I think that, you know, McConkey can fit in this scheme really good because of the ability to get open in the slot.
What if they went to Vondre Sweat? I know TD's really high on him.
Love it.
Out of Texas.
Oh, I love that dude. I mean, physical specimen. I love what he does with his hands. He has that great punch and that great get-off. We're always talking about a D-tackle having that great get-off. And if you look at Sweat, he has a motor, and he has great instincts, and he has that get-off that you want as a D-tackle.
All right, so I love asking this question. Titans bring in J.C. Latham either today or tomorrow to speak to the media. If Chris Sanders has 5 minutes to talk to J.C. Latham about football outside the football field, what does Chris Sanders tell him?
You know, I love it when you ask me those questions because, you know, football is great and everything, but I want these guys to win in life, you know, because when I first got in the league, and I'm just going to be straight up honest with you, I was a mess. I was a guy who just focused on football, a guy who was just very selfish, a guy that just wanted to do his own thing. And then a guy named Les Steckel and Sherman Smith sat me down and really just didn't tell me how to do the right things. They showed me how to do the right things. And when you have Latham come in there, I would talk to him. I would push the books aside. And I would tell him, you know, yeah, you're a great player. Yes, you're, you know, left tackle, right tackle, all those things are great. But I want to help you be better in your life. What can I do to serve you to be great? What can I, you know, help you to be just great on and off the field? Because, you know, at the end of the day, I don't want these kids to just be known as great football players. I want them to be great men because, you know, when I was in the NFL earlier in my career, I was a mess. But the good thing about it is, and I'm still learning how to live, is I want to turn my mess into a message, and that's what I would relay to that guy.
Woo! Ooh, I like that.
Woo!
Mess into a message.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
Chris Sanders
a message.
With us. Love it.
That's what I was. I'm just being honest with you. I was a mess, and I'm still learning how to do this thing. But the good thing about it is the reason why I love the coach and the reason why I love to do what I do is you get to tell all the players that you mentor that your life. Open up your life sometimes and say, listen, I blew it. I made a mistake. I made some mistakes. But let me tell you one thing. I turned my mess, and I'm turning it into a message, and I'm going to help you be great. That's why I love what I do, guys.
Can you do us a favor?
Sure.
Just as a community service, call Arthur Blank down in Atlanta and Just say that to him, because I kind of think he needs it today after his GM took Michael Penix Jr. with the eighth overall pick. What the heck?
And the Sammy Garfunkel is going on.
I know.
I mean, you just paid Kirk Cousins a whole boatload of money.
$100 million.
$100 million. Did you put Penix in? I guarantee you, he throws half of an interception. It's going to be a quarterback controversy off the back. So yeah. It's going to be interesting.
I like Penix. I don't like him eighth overall.
No.
Right.
I don't think I like him in the first round.
No. But not. And there's also, Chris, I don't know if you've seen, there's video of the GM explaining to Arthur Blank why they took Michael Penix Jr. I mean, it is the weirdest video you've ever seen.
Yeah. Basically, he was looking at it and said, come here, let me talk to you for a minute. I'm about to call your mama right now and tell him what you did. Come here. Look me square in the face. I'm going to talk to you with no tic-tac, and I'm going to tell you, why the Sam E. Hill did you do that? I'm going to tell your mama. So that's what he did.
Terrible. Chris, appreciate it as always.
It,
we will react to the whole draft with you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.